You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
Have you ever thought about the cause or issue you work on needs more public awareness, but you don't know how to do it? Full Focus is a nonprofit film school devoted to building links with other nonprofits or charities that are in need of film content. Full Focus Film School partners aspiring filmmakers with local nonprofit organizations to give voice to important social issues. Steve Rosenberg is the founder of Full Focus. Adam Cabetti is a former student, and they join us in the studio today. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hi, Sean.
Now, Steve, I'll start with you. How was Full Focus born?
Well, actually, a couple of years ago, I was living in India, and I was teaching filmmaking to students in an orphanage. And it was such a profound experience for me working there that I came back and I thought, you know, I want to recreate something that is nonprofit, that's sort of giving back in a way, or teaching filmmaking. And I guess I got the idea that, you know, maybe there is something that we can do here with nonprofits. So, you know, we started this last summer. We just tried a pilot.
And so this pilot project, can you tell us a little about that project?
Well, in order to start a film school, you need students. I mean, that's a primary thing. And I called a bunch of nonprofits. Not everybody was interested right away, but I came across the Environmental Youth Alliance, and they're a local agency that promotes the environment and youth, so getting youth involved in the environment. And they agreed to partner with me to make this course happen.
Adam, you are with the Environmental Youth Alliance?
No, that was my first experience with them, and it was a great experience.
And can you tell us a little about the Environmental Youth Alliance?
The Environmental Youth Alliance runs many different programs. They have a community garden. They have a few different events. They have a beekeeping apprenticeship. They do many different things to build the capacity of youth around the environment.
Now, Steve, can you tell us a little about the documentaries that you are creating with the Environmental Youth Alliance?
Well, it was over the summer. It was in August. We had three projects. One of them was A Glimpse of Hope in Blount Alley. And that story was about creating community gardens in the downtown east side. So people that are homeless or, you know, are afflicted with drug addiction, they would be able to go to a garden or a living wall. Sometimes there's tomato plants, and they would have a place to go to get involved with a garden, because obviously that's uplifting, and there's dumpsters and a lot of, you know, nasty stuff, and this is sort of a beacon of hope, we thought. So that was one thing that the Environmental Youth Alliance was working on. The other one, of course, was beekeeping, and they have a program. There's a collapse of bees right now across the world, but they wanted to introduce it into urban environments. And the third project that we worked on was Adam's initiative, which is the darker side of the flower industry, and he has a personal attachment to that story.
How long were these first two documentaries?
Well, I wanted to make sure that they were under 10 minutes, and I'm not sure the actual time, but they're maybe 7-8 minutes, something of that nature.
And who was involved in those projects?
Well, they were all part of the program. There were students from the Environmental Youth Alliance, so people that signed up for the program. Mm-hmm. So I guess 3 or 4 students per project, mostly 3 students per project.
Okay, and where is the money coming from for these short documentaries?
Well, we did it all with, you know, just a few cameras. A lot of students had their own cameras, plus I lent my camera. It was very, very grassroots, and we put it together very, very cheaply.
Now, turning to Adam, your project, you're the creator of Cut Flowers. It's a documentary that Steve just mentioned. Where did you get the idea for this documentary?
Well, the one thing that truly attracted me to documentary film was, I spent 6 years doing my undergrad, and I realized that I didn't really know how well I was communicating a lot of these ideas. And I thought that film would be a great opportunity. And I did a research project on the UK-Kenya cut flower commodity chain, so essentially the trading of flowers between those two countries. And through that process, I realized how environmentally devastating it is. Another part of it was my dad is from Ethiopia, and when he went back to go visit Ethiopia, he noticed that how badly the beehives and the bees were doing there and how badly polluted some of the rivers were because of the cut flower trade. And that inspired me to explore this concept of cut flowers and our symbols of affection.
Can you tell us a bit about the actual content of the film?
Well, again, coming from academia, I really didn't feel that a lot of it, I could communicate a lot of those things in a way that would actually be any good. So I pretty much asked a friend of, well, was a friend. I asked a friend out on a date and filmed the whole thing, did not tell her, and went through the day trying to find an equitable flower, a flower that didn't harm the environment or people. And so I simply got up, called up my date, almost got stung by a bee, and then went around Vancouver interviewing people about how, what they thought about cut flowers. Would they like to get a cut flower? Are they aware of the environmental impacts? Interviewed a couple experts and then met up with my date and asked her what she thought. And she was quite surprised there were cameras. And I think she enjoyed it.
You say she was quite surprised that there were cameras. Did she give her okay to be on film?
At the end of the date, yes. Mm-hmm. But Steve was really... throughout the whole process, Steve really encouraged us not to sketch anything out and to be honest, try to be as true to the moment as we could. Because we're not trying to create reality TV, but an actual documentary. So throughout all the things, nothing was scripted and we simply went on the date and then that was good.
And now you interviewed a number, you said you interviewed a number of other people and you asked them what they thought of cut mm-hmm. flowers and the environmental impact. What kind of reactions did you get?
A lot of people were not aware of the impact of cut flowers. But a lot of people really did enjoy flowers. Like I love the flowers in the summertime. I think they're beautiful. And we have a lot of different options. A lot of our cut flowers from here in Vancouver may come from the Abbotsford Flower Market. Some are organic, but some come from as far away from places like Peru, Colombia. And I mean, even if the environmental practices there are done well, it still has to fly so far. And you know, it's bad on the environment, climate change, and so far.
Okay. And are you planning to do any more documentaries?
Yes, I am, actually. I'm hoping, you know, in collaboration with Pull Focus, that more films can come out. I mean, the experience in taking the courses at Pull Focus has really made me feel more comfortable in my writing and shooting. And right after this film, actually, we did another one on the Farmers Market Nutrition and Nutrition Project. And I felt that a lot of the skills that Steve taught came through on how to plan, how to do the shoot, how to work with others in film, because when you're doing documentary films, you might have a great idea, but you often have to collaborate with other individuals. And that's what I think the great part about Pull Focus is that when you take when you participate in this program here as a student or a nonprofit, you actually have a team of people to work with. And to have motivated people to work with is just phenomenal. And that's what I really enjoyed about Pull Focus.
Now, Steve, Pull Focus has an upcoming event. Is that true? Can you tell us a little about that?
Yes, we're gonna be having an event on December the 1st at Vivo Media, 1965 Main Street. And what we're going to do is we're going to have a pitching session. So it's an open house to let people know that we're going to be around for 1 year, and perhaps longer. And we're going to have people pitching their ideas. So nonprofits are going to pitch their ideas to aspiring filmmakers and potential students.
Okay, great. So if anybody's interested, they can go down there on Tuesday and hear the pitch.
Hear the pitch. Ideas are one thing, but you actually get to see how you give birth to a film. And it's not as easy as just creating an idea. There's got to be a coherent story. It's got to have some juice to it, and it's got to be entertaining, which is a lot of people don't realize that everybody has an idea for a film, but actually to see it born, you'll see in the pitch how difficult it actually is.
Yes, there's quite a gap between the idea and the realization of the idea. All right, thank you guys for coming in today.
Thank you, and thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
I've been speaking with Pull Focus founder Steve Rosenberg and one of his former students, Adam Cabetti.